All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. What a pile of shit. You know what we could do? You guys in the chat could pick dates and have, like, you could put money on this. The date of the next time I have to take the fraud bus back to be serviced. And whoever's closest without, like, going over would win the prize. You could each put in, like, a dollar. My God. And I'm not actually taking the fraud bus this weekend. I'm going up north. And I'm taking the truck with the dogs. Pooh Bear has decided to not attend. She wants to stay home. And I need to, you know what I need to do? Because I just bought these things and I cannot wait to tell you about how effective they are. I'm hoping that they are. I have finally committed to Mousecide, referring to Fear Bunker North as Mousewitz, the mouse concentration camp. I have purchased two walk the plank devices. The walk the plank device goes over the bucket with the peanut butter on the end of it. The mouse walks to the end of it. The plank tips down. The mouse falls into the bucket full of water, and then it dies a horrible death. It drowns. It's horrible. Breaks my heart, but something has to be done. So I need to exterminate. I should put them all around in the forest, frankly. I need a perimeter established to rid the area of that forest of mice. Okay? In the bucket, over time, if I don't go up for a while, the bucket will accumulate to be like a corpse soup, because as the mice marinate and decompose, it's going to be like mouse Kool-Aid. So it's going to be incredible to dispose of these, because I'm going to have to go and get like a slotted spoon and scoop out the corpses and just throw them on the fire to get rid of them. And then you've got the leftover corpse broth. Now, what to do with that? I'm going to need some ideas, because the dogs will find mouse corpse broth. And they will want to roll in it. Nick with an idea. He says, fill the bucket with formaldehyde so they don't rot. Where does one get that? Stevie goes with dump it in the outhouse toilet. Yeah, but then the outhouse smells horrible. I think Corey's trying to help, but it's not written in English. Corey adds, fill a bucket with acid, like in Breaking Bad, but he does voice to text too, so it's all fucked up. Jeremy says, add potatoes and stew. Get a good stew, or potatoes and veggies, get a good stew going. All right, so that I ordered them. They will be here tomorrow. I will show you them on this show. And then I'm going to set them up. So I don't know. Burn the corpses. That's one thing for sure. Have a good fire going, just scoop them out and burn them. I don't know about the formaldehyde thing. It seems, I don't know if I'd want to do that. I mean, I guess, but I'm struggling with what to do with the stew. Perhaps I could make that the last thing that I do before I leave. Like, Let's say I get there on a Friday. And then when I leave, when I'm getting ready to leave on Sunday, then I'm going to do burn the mice, or maybe I'll have burnt them before, but don't dispose of the water until I'm actually driving away. So last thing I do is dispose of the water, fill it up with fresh, and then continue the mouse-icide at Mousewitz. Or bury it. Yeah, Kenny and I are on the same page. Kenny and I have really, really grown in our relationship. He's thinking just like me. Definitely do it last easy. That way the dogs won't mess with it while you're there. Molly said, when is the last show this week? The last live show of this week is Thursday. I will do a show on Thursday. And then that is it. Tophus says, I remember when you beat Kenny up almost every day. Kenny has, we have grown towards each other. We have a better understanding of each other. And that means that we are very close. Now, if Kenny were, what Mazen Blue did earlier by announcing Pete Rose's death, that was old school Kenny. Kenny doesn't do that anymore. Kenny is a very well-behaved soldier, and I am a very well-behaved host. We are in love with each other now, and nobody better fuck with him anymore. Okay? Aram says it all started with Arya Stark. That is referencing a horrible moment in time. That was so bad. And I think what was bad about the Arya Stark incident, and I'll detail it in a segment, in a second, is the Arya Stark incident, it resulted in not only me complaining about it and having Game of Thrones ruined, but he was then obstinate and dug his heels in about it. Everyone had been watching Game of Thrones, and they were getting near the point where it was wrapping up. Now, there's going to be spoilers here. I'm going to explain what happened. So if you're just watching it, well, sorry. Turn off the show. The bad guy who's in charge of the zombies, the White Walkers, if you kill him, they all die. She got her hands on an obsidian dagger. And as this, he's getting ready to, the bad guy's getting ready to kill Jon Snow. Is that his name? Dick Snow? Frank Snow? Something Snow. Arya comes out of the blue and stabs that fucker. He dies, and all the White Walkers die. Now, he watched it. And I had not watched it. And he goes on social media and he writes, Arya. And I started to beat him up over that on the show because I was like, you fucking idiot. Why did you say that? Because you don't know what happened. I go, well, no. At the time, I didn't. I just know that something gigantic happened. All right, something gigantic happened involving her. And so with enough context, anybody would have been able to figure out she, in a cataclysmic moment, kills the lead bad guy. So I wasn't at all surprised at all. So I'm busting his balls about it. And he's like, oh, that didn't mean nothing. I could have meant anything. I fucking cheek. Oh, fuck you. I hate you. And we ended up motherfucking each other and blocking each other. It was horrible. It was like a complete war. I was like, just don't say anything. Why would you do that? It was awful. Kenny says, I think Aram is just trying to get Eric mad at me all over again. Rebecca says it's beautiful Jon Snow. Branjo says Billy Snow. All right. By the way, I haven't even done anything for these amazing marketing partners that help make my life what it is right now. So I need to get started on that. I'm over here just talking up a storm. First of all, thank you for the folks who are watching on Facebook and YouTube. I'm going to cut you loose. You can get more of my show if you follow me on Twitch. You can see the entire show uninterrupted. There's still plenty more to talk about. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. All one word. The audio from what I'm doing here today becomes the audio podcast. Download it on your favorite app. I prefer Apple Podcasts. I post two acts, Act 1 and Act 2. I break the podcast up. I heard from two people that said Act 2 was not available to them yesterday. So I looked on Apple Podcasts, and it was available for me on Apple Podcasts. Adam said he listens on CastBox, and I'm not sure what Patrick listens on. Maybe Patrick listens on CastBox too. But I guess my question is, why the fuck do you listen on CastBox? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Out of all the things I say subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. That is the gold standard. Spotify, okay, I guess. But subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Why do you want to do it on this unhammered nail fucking platform that nobody fucking gives a shit about? Anyway, there you go. And my Patreon, of course. Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free for more material at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Blue Frost IT brings you my spot on X. Joe Martinez is here raising hell once again about his stupid football team. A&E Heating and Cooling wants to remind you that you can take advantage of a tune-up and a diagnostic test valued at $145 for no charge. Yep, Joe has teamed up with DTE Energy. And if you call and book 616-516-8579, you get that for no charge. That is, the only asterisk on this is you can't have taken advantage of this in the last 2 years. If you have, well, still hire Joe to tune up your AC or your furnace. But if not, get it for free from Joe Martinez at 616-516-8579. Blue Frost IT, we heard from Alan, Mr. Excitement, yesterday. 616-200-8550. If you're in West Michigan and you need an IT specialist, call on Blue Frost IT. Frank Fuss is the licensed insurance agent. I can't even talk. Insurance agent slash broker of choice on this podcast. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. About a life insurance policy or getting health care on the marketplace with Obamacare. Thank you. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back. Easy has to go tinkle. Watch your ears. You never know. Here we go. All right. Apparently, there seems to be some tech smack talk. Only people that are technology retarded like Apple, Corey says. Piano Finger Banger is excited about his Galaxy S9 Android phone. He's had it for 6 years and it's still going strong. Boy, the things you guys fixate on to talk shit about. Corey writes, Google Pixels and Samsung Galaxies are the play. Now, I want you to look at that sentence. Is that a way to speak English that I'm not aware of? Because I don't, you know, I struggle with some of the, I mean, maybe this is a new way of speaking that young people talk that I'm just not aware of. That might be it. Kenny says, well, Eric, to be fair, you're the one trying to talk up Apple Podcasts. So you were promoting Apple and that led to it. Well, okay. If you say so. But not really promoting the products. Who gives a shit what product? Nick says, Apple is for simpletons. You guys are idiots, okay? Well, whatever the fuck. The bigger point is this. Why would you listen on CastBox? Or any of these stupid low-rent platforms? I mean, I'm on all of them. But what the fuck? What kind of idiot would do that? Podcast Addict? Dumb. I don't get why you do this. Patrick says, when I grew up, I stopped using Apple. I guess I'm in the minority here. It's been a little while since we checked in with my pal Stu McAllister. I want to see what he's doing. I think Linda still has an embargo on Stu McAllister. She is still pissed off at... Linda is remarkable. If you cross her or piss her off in any way, there's no going back. Okay? Stu yelled at the dog one day, and she got so pissed off. Watch your ears. Yo!
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey. Linda is still pissed off at you.
What's that again?
I was just going to say, Linda's still pissed off at you.
God, that's fine. Whatever. Cheers.
She was pissed off because you were yelling at the dogs. I figured I'd just let you know that she still is pissed.
Oh, I'm okay with it, though. We all let things go. We move on. Unless you're a child. So Linda's apparently a child.
So basically you're telling Linda to go fuck herself is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Stu, it's been a few weeks and the Buffalo Bills are again kicking ass this year. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, it's good. I mean, they took a shellacking on Sunday, but, you know, what are you going to do, right?
Wait a minute.
Everybody gets their ass handed to them.
I didn't know that they lost a game.
Oh, yeah, they got hammered by the Ravens on Sunday night, yeah.
Oh, that's right, Travis Henry.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Travis Henry said, I'm going to run for 200 yards.
Or no, it's Derrick Henry. It's not Travis Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is amazing. That guy, the fucking, can you believe the Titans got rid of that guy?
Well, you think like a running back is going to hit his peak, and I mean, Henry's getting a little old, so they thought he was gone. They probably didn't want to pay him, so there you go.
The Titans won yesterday on Monday night against the against Miami, who's... That team sucks without Tua.
Yeah, 100%. That team is completely different without Tua, and that's why I'm arguing that wins are a quarterback stat. 100%.
So the Lions quarterback was 18 out of 18 yesterday. He was like, that's like throwing a perfect game.
Yeah, he was amazing. Good old Jared Goff.
That guy looks like such a fuck face, by the way.
He looks like he's at a youth Hitler rally or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's a Hitler youth. Absolutely. He runs and he caught a touchdown pass, even though he runs like fuck.
It's like, I don't get paid to run. What is happening here?
Stu, what is happening in your life right now in addition to selling or delivering Dippin' Dots?
Oh, God. My life is crumbling around me, but I'm getting through it.
How is your health?
Declining.
Okay, good. All right, good.
Yeah, you know, you get to a certain age and you're doing well, and then you hit that age, like a running back in the NFL, and then all the shit happens at once. And you're like, what is going on? So,
Stu, there is a vice presidential debate today between Tim Walz, who seems to be wonderful, and some retarded bro.
You are 100% correct.
That guy is a dipshit.
Yeah, he even admitted that he'll lie. I'm going to lie if that helps me get my point across.
You know what's, yeah, he did. He lied about he admitted lying about the cats and the dogs. You know what's crazy about the cats and the dogs thing?
Yeah.
Even though he said that, yeah, I lied just to get attention on Springfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
The stupid people that are like way to the right, they don't even believe, they don't believe him when he said he lied.
They're like, that's a little absurd, even for us.
It's like, you know, like how in the Terminator movies, how AI became self-aware and didn't need anybody to program it.
Right.
That's what these people are like.
Right.
They just keep going no matter what.
Right. It's pretty weird, man. They got one thing in their life that they need to go with, and that's what they're doing.
Stu, if I was president, I would encourage open borders and more drugs, and I would actually say we want more rapists just to get ahead of it.
Sure. Why not, right? Encourage everybody. Or doctors without borders, countries without borders.
Right. Yes. I would set up a busing system for free to get people from anywhere south of Mexico.
Sure.
Okay. And then they could just come in and they would do all the shitty jobs that we don't want to do.
Yeah. I don't want to do the job I'm doing.
Right.
Please bring in a Mexican to do it.
Yes. We need Pedro to be delivering the goddamn Dippin' Dots.
Well, I've always wondered, like, what's going on with Mexico's borders, right? Because all the people sneaking in are not Mexican, right? So they're just sneaking into Mexico too? Don't some of them get tired and like, I guess we live in Mexico now.
Yeah, I'm always amazed that they actually walk on foot. Mexico's huge. Can you imagine if you're like 10 years old and you live in like Guatemala and your dad goes, hey, we're going to the U.S. And you're like, cool. And he's like, yeah, it's an 8-month walk.
Fuck that, Dad.
That happens. That's a real thing.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
I mean, they're eating like snakes and shit, and there's fucking tarantulas killing them. It's fucking unbelievable.
I mean, that just tells you how shitty the country they live in is, right?
Right, right.
Right.
And then, you know, can you imagine walking for 8 months and some assholes at the gate saying, fuck you, go back.
Can you imagine any American walking for 8 months? We're so fat. No fucking way.
Oh. Yeah, if a guy's willing to walk 8 months through the jungle, you know he's going to do a fucking great job putting your roof on.
It sounds like it's a new game show, right? Instead of Survivor, we got Guatemala to America.
Right. It's kind of like the fucking Hunger Games, except you just got to walk through Mexico.
Can't you survive Mexico?
Hey, everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless It's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code ERICZANE and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code ERICZANE, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dear God.
God damn it, man. We are so lucky. You know, if you ever sit there and bitch about how tough life is, it's some guy walking through Mexico right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who's only going to get turned away.
Right. And here we are bitching because, you know, it's 75 degrees and you're it's a little too warm in the house.
Right. Right. Goddamn Lions lost. Fuck.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say it's a woman's right to choose, And we need abortion, and I'll talk to you later.
I'm getting an abortion right now.
I love that. Okay.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you. Bye.
Have a good day. Come on.
Stu McAllister. I really want Linda to forgive him for yelling at the dog. I can't have two people that I love dearly at odds. There's a new commercial going around, by the way. I think there was a actual news story similar to this of a woman who needed an abortion, and because of the state she was in, she couldn't get it. And when it finally got to a point where she could get it, somehow it was too late and she died. There's a commercial said, it's running in Michigan. And the lady was like, had I not had the law as fucking Donald Trump wants it to be, had been enacted, I would not have been able to have my abortion. I would have died. My God. That is fucked up. I'm so glad that Harris is going to win the election. And she will win the election. Okay? I didn't think that that was going to happen with Biden. I thought, oh, we're fucked. Trump's going to win. That's it. No going back. I was 100% convinced of it. And then the fucking idiot tried to shoot him. Oh, my God. Even Harris is going to vote for him. Biden is going to vote for him. And I don't know how the fuck it flipped, but right now I feel the opposite. Well, I mean, I know how it flipped. He stepped down. Chris says he has to apologize to the dog first. Oh, come on. Piano Finger Banger says, nah, fuck Stu. You can't apologize to a dog. Tophus says, I don't know how the fuck it's still this close. Patrick says, if she can lower the price of roast beef, I'll be happy. Nick says, I need a Stu McAllister origin story. Dude is funny as hell, but where did he come from? I have a Stu McAllister origin story. Kenny is taking umbrage with my comment, you can't apologize to a dog. Well, I mean, Stu is nice to his dogs all the time. At one point, he yelled at the dog, and you all happened to hear it. And now everybody's pissed off at him. Make no mistake, I've yelled at my dogs too. You just happen to hear him do it. All right? You can't look at a dog and say, I'm sorry. I mean, if you say it, it doesn't mean anything. It's going to sound like Charlie Brown's teacher to them. They don't understand English. This is a losing battle. More than one person wants to actually kick Stu's ass. Chris says, we didn't hear it. He chose to do that. Listen back, and then he posted it online. All right, I'm going to let this go because there's no way I'm going to win this. The history of Stu McAllister goes like this. There is a comedy club called Dr. Grins. And we had a deal with it where they would bring in the comics to my old show. So this guy named Bill would bring them in. We'd have the comics on a Friday, and then we'd send them on their way. Okay, great. Well, Bill moved on. Stu took over. So then Stu starts bringing the comics. He had just gotten into comedy at the time. So this fucking goon brings in the comics. Stu, hey, how you doing, Stu? And then we started to forgot how. I think he had been referenced in not so favorable of a light on our show. And so because of that, Stu hated me. Like, he said to me many times, I hated you when you were on that show. And at some point, though, we reached out to him because we wanted to do this bit at one of our early live shows. Instant review or something like that. This is similar. This is before that one comic started doing that bit. I think it was ripped off, though. I think it was Jimmy Pardo did this. Jimmy Pardo, the comedian, did a bit where comedians would do their act and then they would review them. Similar to what Tony Hinchcliffe does now. That's what I was trying to remember. So Stu does like 5 minutes of stand-up, and we are writing insults about Stu. This is in front of people. So Stu's doing his act. And so we're writing the insults on like 3x5 cards in Sharpie. So we're all like writing jokes, setting them aside, writing jokes based on his act, based on him. And then he has to take all of those cards and read what we said about him to the audience. And one of the things I wrote was, "You are ugly as fuck," or something like that. It was like that harsh. We did that, and it was a big hit. Chris says, "You did a fun interview with him when you started at WBBL. It was like a live at night show at some bar downtown. It's on YouTube." And Chris writes, "Before he was mean to animals." Yeah, that's one thing. You never, ever let anybody... You don't ever have footage of you being mean to animals or kids. Now, I for sure am mean to kids. So I don't know why. I guess it's only animals. To me, it's okay to be mean to children. All right, yeah, I need to get that video on YouTube. If you can track it down, please send it my way, Mr. Chris. So from then on, we kind of like were pals with him in a general way. Maureen says, "But you're Mr. Pop Pop." That's true. You know what? I have not been to Bosco's to get my shirt since I was given my Mr. Pop Pop shirt. And I need to do that. I need to go back there and get my Mr. Pop Pop shirt. I'm sorry, Amy. All right. This morning I woke up and I went downstairs. And I had to go back down. And I don't like to be down there when the NFK is just waking up, because he is usually really, really pissed off for some reason. This guy wakes up on the wrong side of the bed every time he wakes up. I go down there, and part of the ritual is takes a cup and he fills it with ice. The opening of the cup is bigger than the opening of the container the ice is going into. So there's usually some of the ice cubes falling out and landing either on the countertop or on the floor. So he uses his hand to kind of like guide the ice, but one of the ice cubes falls from, like I said, onto the counter. And I heard him refer to that ice cube as the N-word. And he said it in a whisper, but I heard it. He goes, "Effing, well, fucking N-word, fucking N-word." But it was like, "Fucking N-word." I'm like, "Oh no, god damn." And I feel like I should, say something about that. But I just kind of like leave it alone, let him work it out. And then if I stay down there too long while he's in there, he's going to stop what he's doing and go walk and sit down. Because he doesn't like to be in the same room with me. And I'm not sure why that is. I think because he's constantly making a mess. He's afraid that I'm going to see. I don't know. I try not. Figuring him out is a goddamn entertaining mystery. I'm just going to say this. If you ever have the opportunity to live with a loved one with a disability, it's very entertaining. I have seen some outrageous things. This man has helped propel the podcast to new heights. All right. And you have been here for every minute of it. I have told you everything. I mean, he single-handedly has, honestly, the most memorable moment on this podcast. I mean, you could count on one hand the most memorable things. I would say it's a toss-up. And I'm thinking of two things in particular that stand out as big moments. I want to see if you in the chat can think of those two. There it is. Chris nailed it. I knew it. I knew you would. I was thinking the same fucking thing. Z-Speed Mobile Mechanic and the men's warehouse and the Gary Men's Warehouse incident. Yeah. Those are the two. The Hot Zester story is, you know, from different era. I can retell it now, but during the podcast years only, which is almost 6 years now, the two moments that stand out the most are the Z-Speed Mobile Mechanic and the Men's Warehouse incident. Those are the two things that the audience will remember the most. Patrick says the concert story was good as well. John Fogarty at Pine Knob. Kenny must have dipped away for a second. He said, I thought you were just talking about the NFK. Yeah, well, I was. But I said he has been a constant source of material. And then that led me to talking about a moment with him and another moment. The two most memorable moments on this show ever discussed are the Gary at the Men's Warehouse story and Z-Speed Mobile Mechanic. Those two moments in time, my audience would be able to remember. That there's always like a particular thing from any era. Like if you were to think back to when I was on the radio with Greg and Chris, there were a lot of those. The MacGyver Church, Mr. McGregor, sweater beat up. Dad, I ditched the car. Dad, I got to go. You know, all those huge moments. Joe going to for the Lindsay Lohan Freedom Bus. Now, those are high point story arcs. Tofa says, oh my God, MacGyver Church. David says, celestial excitement. Yes. Which, by the way, I've got a little slice of celestial excitement for you. I can't believe I didn't speak about this last week. Where we were for this wedding that I officiated for my lovely niece. We're sitting by the fire with Charity Scam Mike looking out at Lake Huron. It's right at Lake Huron. Like the backyard has steps to the beach. So we're overlooking the water. And Mike goes, look at the lights on that fucking freighter. And they were orange, like a burnt orange. And you could see just a touch of it. And seconds pass, and it appears to have grown. And he's like, what is going on with that? And then you see more, and you actually see it's an arc. And then it dawns on us. The moon is rising. And it all marked for the first time that any of us had ever actually witnessed a moon rising. but it was the particular color of it. I think it's because of the time of year. If it's like, if this, are we in harvest moon or red moon, or is that a blood moon? I don't know. But it was burnt orange. And you're seeing it in real time, just creeping on the horizon of Lake Huron. And it was spectacular. It made the celestial excitement of the moon that I saw when I described it on the air and then got made fun of, that was nothing compared to what we were seeing. And we're all just quiet, like, oh my God. All I needed was a goddamn Newport. I'm like, God, please, somebody give me a dart. Mike, give me one of those new pose. Ah, fuck yes. Holy shit. And then it came up and it changed to white, the normal image that you can picture of the moon. And it laid this white path on the goddamn water like you wouldn't believe. It was perfect. Holy shit. Now, I can't talk about this without some degree of ridicule from the peanut gallery here, and it's already begun. Aram said, is he talking about seeing a cloud move again? Jeremy says, was it better or worse than getting a pillow for Valentine's Day? Chris chimes in with, can you tell us about your bird feeder next? Pop, pop. And the less talented Catterberg writes, is the moon a planet or is the moon a moon? You guys are hilarious. Assholes. Every single one of you. Okay. N-word. Ice Cube. That's done. I got to talk about JC on the Patreon. JC from Q100 made one of the fucking biggest blunders ever in the history of radio. And I cannot wait to tell you about this fucking stupidity. Corey writes, I'd make a joke, but the story was boring, so I stopped listening. Stevie says, I sent you some breaking news. All right, I'll take a look. Linda says, sweater with Werther's in the pocket. You guys are all assholes. Every single one of you. Thank you to my friends over at EstateWise. Call 616-540-7544. Call or text Zach Marco. He is the attorney of record with EstateWise. EstateWise.com. Reach out when it comes to planning. Well, ultimately, your trust, your will, everything you need so that when the ultimate thing happens, your family doesn't have to deal with the nonsense of probate. That is something you do not want to have happen to your loved ones when that happens. Reach out, and if you mention my name, you'll save 15% on his service in preparing your estate plan. Basically, this boils down to a couple of conversations, you signing a couple of forms, and boom, you're in business. You get a binder with your entire trust in it. And then, of course, you scan all that in. You let your family know where this is in a safe spot. Whoever is executing your estate. And you have to pick that. You have to pick who is the executor of your estate. That is a family member who is in charge of that thing. Not to mention, like, power of attorney in case you're incapacitated. Someone to make decisions for you medically. I mean, you don't want to be sitting there fucking rotting away like Terry Schiavo or some shit. And as well, your financial things that you might, if, like, for example, if you are living and you don't have anybody that's in charge of you, power of attorney for your finances or your health, that's left up to, like, government agencies, and you just don't want that. You have all of the power with estate-wise. Put it in play today. Reach out, call or text Zach over at EstateWise, 616-540-7544. When it comes to taking care of your trees in and around your property in West Michigan for tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, or tree risk assessment, look no further than Kuiper Tree Care. Online at KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Reach out to them. Easiest way, call or text 616-828-8225. Mention me when you reach out. I like to say that all of these services are people that I would like you to reach out to at some point. If you enjoy the show, support my sponsors because they support me. Thank you so much for that. And finally today, if you're thinking about buying a home, buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Reach out at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. And get started on your mortgage today. First-time home buyers, go to the front of the line. And there's never a dumb question, just something to keep in mind. And you can reach out to Mario no matter where you are in the U.S. Today's asshole of the day. Who is it going to be? Some of you will pick Stu McAllister, which is just disgusting. I mean, I understand, but, you know, I tend to forgive people. I don't think that Stu has to say I'm sorry to the doggy. Anyway. All right, I think I have my asshole of the day. There's not a lot of candidates, I don't think. Let me see what you guys think on the old chat. Bob says Android users. Linda says Stu. Kenny says, asshole of the day is Eric for never apologizing to his dogs. Okay, I'm going to apologize to the dogs. Watch this. Hey, Darla and Bruce, I'm sorry. Now watch their reaction. Hey guys, I'm sorry I yelled at you whenever. Hey, guys, I'm really sorry I did that. You know why they don't react? Because they're fucking dogs. You idiot. Jesus. Today's asshole of the day is on the chat, Mazen Blue. Hey, you got your people die after. Fucking idiot. There you go. Thank you so much for being part of this show. As you know, it's better than everybody's else. Everybody else's. I can't even talk. Jesus Christ. Okay. Thank you. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Till then, bye-bye.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.